Hi, Joel Martin, Executive Research Leader at HFS. Recently, I did a deep dive into low-code and AI and how these fit into the software development lifecycle. Today, I'm joined by S.P. Singh, the SVP Service Offering Head for Infosys. He looks after enterprise apps and integration services. So, S.P., thank you for joining me. It's great to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Joel. Wonderful, wonderful to be here.
S.P. and I really dove deep into a topic we both care about, which is accelerating the ability of our customers to compete. So we've done a study together on low-code and how it's being developed. And we looked at the role of AI and how it's actually impacting the software development lifecycle. Three key things that really jumped out at us as far as advantages that CIOs, CTOs, and their teams can take advantage of by developing a holistic strategy around this. One, they can accelerate their development and the accessibility of software across their teams, really bringing business closer to the IT organization, revving release cycles faster, creating custom code, and honestly, reducing their overall costs if they do it correctly. The second is really the synergy that we discovered when we surveyed 200 executives, the synergy their teams are looking at when it comes to software development, low code, and AI together, and how they're developing the skills needed to take advantage of those synergies and deliver outputs to the business. And finally, the ability by taking advantage of this increasingly digitally fluent workforce, both on the business side and the IT part of the organization, as well as working across their partners like Infosys to boost innovation and improve their competitiveness. But right now, let me just dive into a quick conversation with SP, because I'm really curious, SP, to how you're seeing changes in the marketplace. What's going on from an Infosys perspective? Maybe first you can introduce yourself and then we'll get into our conversation.
Hi, great. Thank you, Joel. Thank you. And my name is S.P. Singh. I head the Enterprise Application Services Unit at Infosys. It's a global service group servicing all industry verticals across all geographies. Basically, my unit focuses on everything around application integration, enterprise integration, business integration, and so on on the integration domain. And then on the process domain, we work with all the cutting-edge technologies on process orchestration, simplification, automation kind of solutioning. And then the third part of my portfolio is supply chain solutions, which is across the entire gamut of procurement, planning, execution, supply chain, transformation management, and so on and so forth. So that is the kind of portfolio that I run for Infosys, and I'm based in Seattle.
So tell me, from your own personal experience, how is low-code impacting the relevance of software development across organizations?
It's evolved significantly to becoming more and more mainstream, actually, for a lot of enterprises that we work with. And from being a tool for simple application, it now serves as a strategic enabler, empowering businesses to construct sophisticated enterprise-grade solutions that previously demanded extensive resource intensive coding efforts, right? So that's the big thing, you know, that has been proven and established. And given its focus on enhancing the human potential, especially that of business users and not non-technical workforce, it is truly become a plug and play, leveraging of pre-built components and the libraries. And this allows the business and the non-tech workforce to concentrate on building complex business logic, integrations, and innovative solutions. Of course, the optimized workflow translates into significantly faster development life cycles and reduces the operational costs. Now, the other important aspect that has developed is that by lowering the entry barrier for application development, we are now able to go to a very different kind of workforce for this. So we are able to recruit people from business schools, from design schools, and also collaborate much better with business to foster a culture of innovation, enabling the business users to directly address their specific challenges and implement solutions that align perfectly with their needs. And this becomes plausible because of low-code technologies. Now, let me take a couple of examples to illustrate that. we did this for a wealth management client of ours, where we modernized more than 8,000 service request types, empowering more than 10,000 employees, which demonstrates quantifiable benefits of this kind of work. And then the beauty of it is that the initial projection for this to complete this transformation was about 3 years. And yet we achieved this at a significantly shorter time frame, surpassing all expectations by completing this project within a year. And this rapid turnaround were possible only because of strategic utilization of a low-code platform.
In our research, 90% of companies were looking to integrate AI technologies into their software development practice. This includes accelerating how they're using low-code. And I would argue the comfort with using a visual-based platform goes hand-in-hand with a prompt-based platform to discover, to assess, to create, to deploy, and support software. But tell me, what are you seeing in the field with your customers, with your teams, and what are some of the best practices that they've developed or learned from your clients around integrating AI into the software development lifecycle and enhancing their ability to use both traditional coding and low coding?
That is the number one question that gets asked when I meet various CIOs and CTOs of our client organizations, how to take advantage of generative AI, and how do we bring all that together? So I think that has been the crux of most of the challenges that our CIO and CTO organizations are facing. And I think in order to truly leverage, and this is our approach to it, right, as a company, to truly leverage the transformative power of generative AI, we've identified three strategic pillars. So number one is Gen AI for IT, which is essentially maximizing developer velocity. We see AI not just as a tool for developers, but rather an intelligent co-pilot. And by leveraging AI for intelligent code generation, design suggestions, automated testing, seamless application integration and migration, we empower developers to transcend all these boundaries and limitations, to unlock completely new frontiers of innovation, right? And that is the number, the first pillar, right? In terms of leveraging Gen AI for maximizing developer velocity or productivity. Second is Gen AI for operations, enhancing operational excellence with AI-driven automation, self-optimizing processes, and business policies, assisted decision-making, intelligent straight-through parsing, all of that, right? So Gen AI not only optimizes operational efficiency, but also proactively anticipates and mitigates potential risks, ensuring business continuity and fostering a resilient operational environment. Examples are in the back office transformation, end use case remediation, and so on and so forth, right? And the third pillar is Gen AI for business users. That is amplifying the human potential, right? And this is again commonly adopted. Gen AI empowers individuals by focusing on cognitive assistance, enhanced communication, development of intelligent co-pilots, and so on. Using these three pillars is how we are taking it to market in applying AI and Gen AI to different aspects of a customer's business, of the enterprise, right? Towards application development, towards operational efficiency in their business processes, towards amplifying the potential of the workforce of this enterprise, right? So we create a symbiotic relationship between technology and the human potential, driving transformative outcomes across the entire SDLC. And ultimately delivering great value to our customers. So that is our approach. And around those three pillars is how we are taking it and finding it a lot of adoption.
No, that's great, SP. One thing that I'm curious about, and I'll put you on the spot here. We're doing a lot of tactical things to empower this workforce. With these new tools, what do you expect in the future? How are these tools going to enable the organization in the future? Because we see a shift, but I'd love to hear your opinion before I talk about our view of this.
Absolutely. I think, and it is such a rapidly changing space. Every day we hear of new developments, new use cases, new technology enhancements in the AI and Gen AI space. However, I think from the application development and software development space, I believe, and we see this happening, is that the SDLC, the software development lifecycle, will be defined by a hyper-personalized AI-driven experience. What that really means is that while public LLMs provide highly valuable support, we are witnessing a shift. As you mentioned, there's a shift. We are witnessing a shift towards more specialized, more specific, narrow LLMs. These models are trained on specific domains of domains and contexts, enabling them to deliver more accurate, more relevant, and insightful guidance. So let me share with you something that we have recently experienced. One of our client CIOs posed this challenge to me in one of our conversations, where they had a critical need to transform their legacy middleware platform to a future state cloud-hosted integration setup in a very short period of time. The driver was obviously expensive software licenses and the need to modernize for future readiness, right? In a rapid manner. So we were able to respond to this seemingly impossible task, leveraging the specialized AI capabilities that we have developed, such as our proprietary integration GPT, which augments developers and revolutionizes the API and integration engineering lifecycle. Traditionally, that project would have taken at least 2 years and a huge amount of human effort. We were able to complete it in 9 months, right? End to end, including the adoption of the modernized software into their business at a significantly lower cost. That is the power of AI. That is the magic. The third aspect is the convergence of low-code and agentic AI from a future perspective, I believe is going to be a game changer, where intelligent decision and autonomous orchestration will enable the seamless delivery of tailored solutions across various domains, fundamentally changing the human and machine collaboration and interaction, and will redefine the nature of customer engagements. I think that is how I see the future of all of this coming together and impacting the way we work, how we work. And it will also obviously impact the workforce at large, because the way we work will change. It is changing already. And that is a huge transformation for the industry.
We talked a lot longer than I thought we would, but what you're talking about is exactly what we're seeing. And like I said, the report that we did together is so exciting because it shows how much demand there is for the partners to step up and help the customers navigate these changes.
And as a parting thought, I would also like to share briefly that we at Infosys are investing heavily into this whole aspect of software development with the leverage of intelligent orchestration of human ingenuity and AI powered low code, right? Infosys Gen AI Lab is a part of Infosys Topaz, and it makes it possible by bringing together ready to use industry solutions, a large partner ecosystem, and responsible AI design frameworks, right? We have more than 12,000 AI assets, more than 150 pre-trained AI models, 10 plus AI platforms, steered by an AI-first talent strategy, such as AI specialists and data strategists. These IPs are curated through deep research, identifying and addressing critical gaps and contextualization needs. So this kind of investment is a continuous thing that we do at Infosys to enhance our ability to go to market, as well as then obviously help our clients adopt and leverage these technologies faster, better, in a much more efficient manner.
That's a great insight into the exact frameworks, tools, and IP you're developing that your clients and your partners can leverage. So Thank you for adding that.
Thank you. Thanks, Joel. Thanks so much.